And as we head into a holiday weekend, we're starting to obsess about another summer food. We're setting out to build the perfect hot dog, if that's even possible.
Is it possible? It's possible in Chicago.
Barry Nemiro is the co-owner of a joint called Wiener's Circle in Chicago. And he says for the perfect hot dog, start with a wiener that's built like a sausage with a natural casing made of lamb or pork.
So when you bite into it, it kind of snaps and gives you, a big burst of flavor, the seasonings and everything in there. And it just adds a little more to the hot dog.
And how best to cook it? Well, maybe we should start with how not to cook it.
Do not ever boil it. Always grill it.
Grace Quiros, owner of the American Coney Island in Detroit. I think it's safe to say this is a woman who is passionate about hot dogs.
If you don't want to turn on a grill, put it in the broiler oven. Put it on a pancake griddle. Put it in a toaster oven. But please do not boil your natural casing hot dog because it's going to be mushy and rubbery.
And what about avoiding that mushy hot dog bun? Well, throw that on the grill too and butter it first. That's the advice from Brian Shabero of Criff Dogs in New York City.
Mom's grilled cheese sandwich when you were a kid was always made in a frying pan with butter and was always delicious. Anything with butter on it is great.
Shabero also recommends a German-style mustard with just a dash of horseradish. For advice on another critical condiment, we called up Jim Rivers of Old Time Hot Dogs in Cary, North Carolina.
The white onions last longer, and they're a much crisper onion than a yellow onion. I have people come that want the extra onions because they're so crisp.
And I'm so sorry. We would love to delve into some of the complexities about chili and relish and sauerkraut, but we sadly don't have the time. We're going for simple perfection here, although we should mention that all of our cooks begged us, please do not put ketchup on a hot dog. Just don't. You can find our recipe at npr.org, but first things first, let's test it out. After going out and buying these hot dogs with natural casing, the buns, the horseradish mustard, a few sweet white onions, we heated up a little charcoal grill and then presented our version of the perfect hot dog to the most discerning crowd we could find at a Little League ballpark.
So this is my tray of hot dogs. Yeah, take it. Dive in. This is what we're hoping for. You like them?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Good, good. Yeah. I think this should go in the snack bar.
Don't tell the snack bar. I mean, they got good dogs, too. What's your name?
Jake.
So is this... I want to ask you about the dog here. Yeah. Do you know what that's called?
No.
A natural casing.
What's a natural casing?
That was my question. It's like this natural meat that kind of wraps around the dog. Take a bite of this one. You feel that snap?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were told that that's what makes a good dog. You seem to agree with that.
All right, it's my turn. I'm taking a nice bite of this. I just kids are right. That's a really good dog. I guess if you're looking for a nice grilling recipe for this weekend, nice hot dog recipe, maybe you found it here. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
That was good. That was good.